You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, brainy and bodacious buddies. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 5, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and along with me are our quiz craving compatriots of co-host contestants.
Yeah.
Woo!
And we have...
I'm Colin.
Dana.
And today we also have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Courtney.
Courtney again, Woo. Back with us. Woo!
By popular demand.
Yeah. And wow, it's our 5th episode. And today's show will be super special and super different because today we're doing the all quiz show.
Yeah.
We have prepared a varied range of quiz segments today, all quiz, all the time. So get your brains ready, and we're going to start off with our usual pop quiz hot shot segment. Woo! And here I have my Trivial Pursuit card.
All right.
Get your barnyard buzzers ready.
Okay.
Blue Wedge, from what Texas city can you walk across a bridge to Ciudad Juarez, Mexico?
Is that El Paso?
Correct.
Nice.
Ooh. Mm. And Pink Wedge, what was Alex Owen's day job in Flashdance?
Oh. A welder.
Yes,
yeah,
she was
right.
A welder. Yeah. I was almost going to say she's a maniac.
Oh, that would have been
maniac,
better.
Maniac,
but wrong.
That's only on the floor.
Yeah. She's dancing like she's never
done. Must supply own chair and water.
Man, I remember seeing that scene when I was a kid. I was like, whoa, that's racy.
Yeah.
Yellow Wedge, who accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment?
Sorry, I know you're supposed to wait till the end of the show.
It's okay, Dana.
I need a help.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Purple Wedge, what is the title of Dan Brown's follow-up to The Da Vinci Code? Courtney.
Angels and Demons?
Incorrect.
Ooh, really?
That's what I thought it was, too.
Movie-wise,
oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I think in movies.
I read this, but it was so long ago in an airport.
the right time to read Dan Brown.
Yeah.
It is The Lost Symbol.
Oh.
Green Wedge Science. What plant family are kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli part of? Courtney.
Cruciferous.
You are correct.
Wow.
But there is a more popular, well-used term.
Cauliflower?
No, it is mustard.
Oh.
So, yeah.
But bonus points for the technical
I
name.
Know. My goodness. All right, and we have our last Trivial Pursuit question, Orange Wedge. And actually, this question comes up in pub trivia all the time. So it's time to actually learn this by heart.
Okay.
What are the 4 H's in 4-H?
Oh, God. We always, yeah.
And to people who are listeners who don't know 4-H, especially our international listeners, 4-H is like a kind of like an agricultural youth program group mm-hmm. here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Colin?
Right, I'll guess.
Colin.
It's I always get like 3 of them. It's hands, head, heart, health?
Correct!
Oh, all right.
So remember that. Head, heart, hands, and health.
Okay.
Nice.
So physical things and then something.
And then health, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we always trip. It's like, okay, what 4 body parts, you know, start
with
H?
Well, I have a good mnemonic is that they all start with H.
And there are 4 of them. So you should remember that.
4-H. Get it? All right. Good job, everybody. And we have our Kickstarter backer question. And this one is from Kevin C. Hernandez from Aruba.
Ooh.
And this question is a little bit unfair because it's kind of biased towards Colin.
It's for Star Trek. I'm
here
Star
we go.
Warsians.
How many troopers patrolled the Endor bunker's back entrance?
Oh, that. That's a good one. Let's see.
Well, ladies, you can feel free to buzz in too. Dana?
It's a trick question. There was zero.
I was just wondering if it was a trick.
I'm going to guess four, I think, because I think they distracted two of them away and it left two.
$1.
$1. You are correct.
All right.
You can Woo! Keep your Star
I can
Wars
keep my Star
expert.
Wars cred.
Yeah. So actually, there were three that were lured by Ewoks, leaving one for Han Solo to make surrender. And a simple addition says four.
Okay. So I got the distribution wrong, but the total amount right. Mm-hmm. All right. Got my Endor cred.
And I believe, so Kevin says that this is the first scene that he's ever seen from a Star Wars movie, and he was four.
Is it the beginning of the movie?
No, it's like
it's not,
such
yeah.
a bad towards the end. Question to ask you guys. So embarrassing to be like, I don't remember how that movie begins or what happened.
In the beginning? It's like, no, Dana, it was towards the end.
Oh, okay.
You're a bad nerd. I know. All right.
Nice.
So today's show obviously is all quiz, and we've all prepared a quiz segment. Mm-hmm. So, Colin, why don't you go first?
Okay. All right. So, you know, our avid listeners will remember we had a food-oriented show just a couple episodes ago.
Yes, it was also called the Anal Beaver Juice Show.
For those of you searching by keyword.
Yeah. our Google search results are awesome.
We are owning that category. I had a lot of, honestly, I had some stuff that I came across in research there that I just thought was too good to pass up. So I kind of fleshed this out into sort of a food and drinkery is the, is the theme of my little quiz here. So I've got, 10 questions and I haven't necessarily put these in difficulty order. So
that's okay.
Consider yourself warned. All right. Okay. So buzzer's ready here. Okay. what common vegetable do we refer to by its Latin name today?
Huh.
Common vegetable.
What sounds Latin?
Yeah.
It's definitely the right approach to take.
What actually sounds Latin? I keep thinking Vesuvius. Right? I keep thinking
like cucumber.
Carrot.
Karen's on the right track.
Oh, eus. Something eus. Can you give us a hint?
Is it green?
It is green. It is green.
green vegetable. That narrows it down.
This vegetable is known for a very specific effect it has.
I had a feeling. Asparagus?
Yes. Yeah. Asparagus. Oh. And I was like, yeah, asparagus. Asparagus. Yeah. I don't know what's
asparagus.
Yeah,
either.
I mean, it's the Latin pronunciation. Oh. Yeah. And I mean, that isn't counting, you know, things that have sort of retroactively been given names because the Romans didn't know about that vegetable. But yeah, they called it asparagus. We call it asparagus. And I guess over history, it has also been called, you know, spear grass.
Spear grass.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. Or spar grass as well, I learned. But it has come back to its Latin name, at least in English, American English usage. Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Well, is there a Latin meaning to the word asparagus? Does it come from like spear or?
It does. They are related. Yeah. Yeah. Spear. That's right. Yeah. Because, I mean, it really does look like little spears when it's growing. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I like that. I got another Latin word root here, and then we'll move on from this one. I thought this one was good. What common fruit, the Latin name of which is where we get our word for fragrance? This common fruit in Latin forms the... Karen.
Strawberry.
It is strawberry. Oh, absolutely correct.
I'm a genius.
Yes, that's right. Fragrum.
Fresca.
Fragrum.
Fresca.
yes, as and I believe like also in French. Yeah. So fragrum, and then which fragrance and perfume. Yeah. Okay. Get into some drinks here. You know, we've talked about alcohol before, and, you know, there are very, very strict guidelines regarding what can be defined as a certain type of alcohol by trade bureaus and things like that. So, in America, according to U.S. federal guidelines, bourbon whiskey sold in America must be made of a grain mix containing a minimum of what percentage corn?
What? Oh. 1 out of 100, you guys.
I know. Closest $1. Without going over?
$1.
Minimum of what Minimum. Percentage corn in the grain mix to be called bourbon? Karen.
I'm just going with 60.
Nope. Courtney.
40.
Right in the middle, Dana? Want to give it a try?
50.
51%.
Oh, 51%. 50 was too easy.
Yeah.
And I can almost imagine that, like, they had it at 50 at one point, and someone's like, oh, we better just make it 51. Just to be sure.
Just to confuse trivia people.
Right. All right. Which came first, Oreo cookies or Hydrox cookies?
Well, what are Hydrox? I don't even know what Hydrox.
I'm going to say Hydrox.
Yes. Yes. That's kind of a bit of a leading question there because you're going to want to think Oreo. Yeah. No, Hydrox cookies came first. And I was one of those many people. I mean, I always thought, like, what a silly knockoff of Oreos. Mm-hmm. And what a weird
why
name.
Would they pick that
and
name?
Why would they pick that name? But no, Hydrox, Hydrox debuted in 1908. And Oreo came along in 1912.
What a horrible cookie name.
I think it's certainly fair to say that Oreo has had better marketing, yes.
Hydroxide. Yeah. That's what I think of.
It sounds like, why would like a chemical.
Yeah, hydroxide cookies. Yeah. It's not.
It does. It sounds like something you would clean your windows with. Or
I thought it sounded technical and futuristic or something.
And Oreo just celebrated their 100th anniversary.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
This year.
Yeah. And Oreo, you know, the Oreo history does say they were inspired by the type of cookie that Hydrox was, which I think is a very charitable way of putting
closely
it. yes.
Exactly.
Right. And Hydrox, I believe, is no longer on the market after coming and going more than once. So there you go. If you asked a British butcher for Pandora's cushion, what would you be expecting? What would you be ordering if you asked?
My mind is in the gutter.
I know. I'm going to just say it. I'm going to even make it official. It's a cow's vagina.
No. Wow. incorrect. Okay. Courtney.
The rump.
Karen? No, incorrect.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. Pandora's cushion.
So I'll give you a little bit of Pandora's box. I'll give you
a little bit of a hint.
Yeah, yeah. So focus more on the idea of something containing something
a lot
wondrous.
Of stuff.
All the evil of the world.
Yes, butchers can provide all the evil of the world.
I would want to say the animals. I don't know.
It's very closely related to something popular in America around Thanksgiving time. More recently. Think many animals in one dish.
Oh, turducken.
Yes. Oh. Yes. The sort of the spiritual predecessor of the turducken, which for those of you listening who are may not familiar, is a turkey stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken. And then other ingredients.
It's like a poultry and Russian doll.
Yes, it's like a poultry matryoshka doll. Yeah. Yes. So I guess one common name for the traditional British, and of course it's British. Of course the British would have. Yeah, is a Pandora's cushion. And I guess one of the more traditional ways is a goose stuffed with a chicken, stuffed with a pheasant.
That doesn't sound as gross as that. I mean, if you do tripe and stuff like that, it could be the stomach is full of grass, and that's like.
I would have guessed the head, but then I mean, because in Asian cultures, we eat the head and the brains a lot. But I was like, oh, I don't know about in European and Western culture.
Right.
And it's like the Pandora's cushion would be like a head and you eat the brains. I don't know. That
right.
was my initial guess.
Well, yeah, you guys definitely took it some places I was not expecting. I will leave it
really?
That.
Really? Pandora's cushion? You don't
know? Sounds like a adult shop, maybe.
It does. Don't visit like that with safe search turned off.
Sex toy, like, site.
Okay, so segueing a little bit here from turkey. So the bird that we call turkey, as you may well know, does not really come from turkey. So it's a misnomer. Where does the turkey come from?
Interesting. I know they have them in a lot of countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do now.
Oh.
Karen.
I'm going to guess Malaysia or like South Asia just because they have some crazy chicken species and types.
Incorrect. Dana.
I guess North America.
Yes, correct. Mm. Yes, the turkey is indigenous. It is a new world.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a new, well, but so it's called the turkey because in England they mistakenly thought that it had in fact come from Turkey. It was introduced to England from Spain, and the Spanish explorers and conquistadors had gotten it from Mexico, brought it back to Europe, where it has misnomers in other countries too. And so the story goes that when the pilgrims got, you know, to the New World, they were astounded to see this bird that they had thought had come from Turkey and was only available in Europe, and in fact was indigenous to the place that they were traveling to.
Mm. It's funny. Like, where'd you get this? And you don't want to say, oh, I got it from the from Turkey.
It's the original re-gifting.
Will you pay me more if I say it's from Turkey?
I guess apparently in France, they were known as Indian chickens or poulet d'Inde. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation. But I guess the modern French word is dindon, which is a derivation of that. All right. So this is a two-parter question here. we're going to talk about graham crackers.
Cool.
What makes a graham cracker different from a regular cracker? And I'll give you a shortcut. The short answer is it's made with graham flour. So really what I'm asking is, what makes graham flour different from regular flour? I'm going to say Courtney. I'm going to give her the tie on that one.
Does it have rye in it?
No.
I would say, is it just from, like, the germ?
Yeah, close enough. It's a very specialized type of whole wheat. So, you know, white flour just uses the endosperm. And, you know, the wheat kernel has three parts. There's the bran, the germ, and the endosperm. And white refined flour just uses the one part. Whole wheat flour uses the whole thing crushed. Graham flour grinds the three pieces separately and then recombines them.
Wow.
And there's a science to it, basically keeping more of the nutritional value, having to do with, as opposed to grinding them all in one, you grind them separately and then recombine them. But yes, he was adamant that this was far healthier for you than refined flour or even than traditional whole wheat flour.
Huh. What's the second part?
So the second part is graham crackers, you know. Graham crackers were a part of a specific diet that Sylvester Graham invented. What was the main goal of the Graham diet? Karen, adamantly clicking her
thing. Of course I know this. It was made so that you eat it and you don't feel like having sex.
That is essentially right. Yes.
Is that why they give them to little kids?
So, yes, that is why they give them to
teddy
kids.
Teddy bear.
Especially to girls. Yes, Sylvester Graham believed that all of the ills that we as people suffer can basically be traced to our carnal urges. And so this diet was mainly to suppress carnal urges and prevent self-abuse.
Oh, good euphemism there.
And I guess apparently the greatest irony of it all is that graham crackers that we have today are not made with graham flour for the by and large.
Is that why that doesn't work anymore?
Is there something you want to tell us, Dana? Yes, okay.
You can buy them at Pandora's Box.
Pandora's Cushion.
Yeah, pandoracushion.com.
All right, so we'll wrap up here with a pair of questions here about sodas and soft drinks.
Yeah!
We are all, probably for better or for worse, soft drink drinkers here. What is widely regarded as the first mass-marketed soft drink or soda? Karen again.
Dr. Pepper.
That is correct. Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper, that's right. Going back to 1880s Waco, Texas.
It was made almost like a medicine. It was a tonic.
Yeah,
you know, I've read that there are some people, you know, talking about whether it was meant to be a tonic or it was meant just to be something that you would enjoy at the soda shop. But yeah, absolutely. There were a lot of sodas that were just mixed, you know, at the counter there. But Charles Alderton is really credited with being the first one to bottle it and sell it pre-mixed as opposed to mixed on demand at the counter. And then incidentally, there's a lot of lore around the name of Dr. Pepper that we don't need to get into right now. But it may or may not be named after an actual Dr. Pepper.
Mr. Pepper.
Right. There's the story that he named it Dr. Pepper to impress essentially the father of a woman he was trying to court. And I like that. It's a great story, but it may or may not be true. But it's very romantic.
And still today, we still don't really know what the flavors of Dr. Pepper is, right? I mean, it's still a secret.
Well, I thought I thought like the main flavor was
prune.
Yeah, it was prune. Okay. Right. Yeah, surprisingly, they don't push that in the advertising.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It's a prune explosion.
In your mouth,
and later.
Listen, guys, we think we should go with the doctor angle as opposed to prune explosion.
We'll just say 24 flavor combination flavors. Don't worry about it.
Marketing. It's all marketing.
It's all marketing. All right. And then wrapping up here, another soda related question. Which came first, Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi?
Oh.
Ooh, I think that was Karen. Yeah. I think Karen clicked that one.
I think most people will say Diet Coke, but in one of our previous episodes, we did talk about how Coca-Cola had Tab, which was the diet soda a long time. So I believe my guess is Diet Pepsi, because it was probably made because of Tab, and then Coke changed
into Diet Coke. You have most of the right elements in there. You are correct. Absolutely right. Diet Pepsi was the first one to market by name as Diet Pepsi. So in the 60s, Pepsi introduced Patio Diet Cola, which was essentially the Pepsi formulation. Then the next year, they changed it to Diet Pepsi properly. And as you say, yeah, that's right. Coke had introduced Tab as a new brand extension, basically, to be their Diet Coke, to be their Diet Cola flavor. Coke did not come out until proper Diet Coke until 1982.
Oh, really?
So Diet Pepsi had nearly 20 years head start, at least by that name.
Yeah. I can see back then, you know, when they were talking about, and obviously I'm talking on my butt, I'm just like hypothesizing. Like back then it was probably, you know, we're going to introduce a diet soda, but we don't want to taint our core product.
Yep.
So let's call it by another name. So Coke had Tab and Pepsi had that patio, whatever mouthful. and so then later they kind of recognize that people are loyal to the core product brand and we should just add it to, you know, add diet in front of the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
right. Get more people to buy it.
Yeah. You know, if it doesn't succeed, don't take a chance that you're now associated with it.
Well, they also had Pepsi Free was that in the 80s?
I feel that was the 80s, right? Or maybe even early 90s.
Yeah.
Not the Pepsi Clear, right?
No,
Pepsi Free. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's just free of calories.
It also had lemon flavor, as far as I remember.
Oh, see, I was just stealing it. I thought that meant it was free.
I just grabbed them. Yeah. Maybe that's why they... it's like, all right, awesome quiz segment. Dana, want to be next?
Sure. So,
be the quiz master.
So in the last episode, I talked about the invention of the Ouija board when I was looking at that.
Ooh, board games?
No. Sorry to disappoint.
Karen's like, soda and board games. This is awesome.
Yeah.
It's about psychic phenomena and like fortune telling. All right, so first question is, in the TV show Ghost Whisperer, what former child star played Melinda Gordon, a woman who has the ability to see and communicate with ghosts? I could see you.
That's Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes!
Right?
Okay, the Magic 8-Ball contains 20 responses. It has a 20-sided die in it. Which of these is not something you'd see on that die? Most likely, keep trying, don't count on it, or better not tell you now.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Most likely, keep trying, don't count on it, better not tell you now. Courtney?
Most likely?
Nope.
What? Better not tell you now?
Nope.
Keep trying. Yay!
Really?
I kept trying.
I would think my answer, you couldn't fit it on the side of the dice. It's a lot of words.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember that one, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They can fit it. They're all like, they're either positive, ask me later, or negative. And so keep trying is a little different because it like acknowledges you're playing a game. Yeah. So. Anyway. What does ESP stand for? Courtney?
Extrasensory perception.
Yes. In astrology, what sign falls between Taurus and Cancer?
Oh, I'm terrible.
I don't think it's
not mine. That's all I know.
Between Taurus and Cancer.
Yeah.
Gemini?
Yes.
Ooh.
Whoa. So what month is that?
May? May to June?
Yeah. God, I got it. One day I will remember
really need
all
to,
of
yeah.
them. Because everybody only remembers their own. So maybe... if you have 12 people in a room, if you're lucky, then you can kind of figure
like,
out.
It's me.
Yeah. Same thing with birthstones too, man.
Okay. The Oracle of Delphi was believed to be able to deliver prophecies inspired by what Greek god?
Zeus.
New.
What?
Was it Poseidon?
Nope.
I know he was sea, but I thought he also had future in there.
He also had an awesome weapon.
Yes.
I'll give you three Greek god names and you pick which one.
No, no, that's too easy. Okay. All
right. Was the god of something? Oh, Karen.
Karen.
Athena.
Nope.
Oh, but she's the smart one.
Was it a male or female god?
Male.
Male god.
Okay. Give us the hand.
Apollo.
Oh, I was thinking that.
Really?
Yes.
Why would I want, wouldn't I want advice from Zeus than Apollo?
Zeus is too busy to be handling those kind of requests.
He's too busy screwing around with chicks from Earth. That was his deal.
From what I read, it looked like a priestess at the Temple of Apollo was good at giving out prophecies. Mm-hmm. And she said it.
So it's the temple of
She's
him.
The Delphi.
Got it.
What animal comes after a goat in the Chinese zodiac? Karen.
Karen gave us the monkeys too.
Monkey, yes. One day she'll teach you the.
I did.
It's on the website.
We actually have a video of me teaching this really elaborate poem about Red Lobster, which is a way that you can memorize all of the Chinese zodiac animals in order.
In order.
Goodjobbrain.com.
Yeah, goodjobbrain.com. Check it out.
Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for her portrayal of a medium in the 1990 film Ghost. What was the name of her character?
Oh, God. Starts with an O. Like,
it was a slightly unusual name, right?
Blue, like Ophelia.
You guys are so close. Keep going.
It is not coming to me.
Oh my God. Oda Maya Brown.
Wow.
Oda Mae Brown.
Yes.
Wow.
Good job.
Under the wire. Fantastic. Yeah. Pulled that one out.
It's like teamwork. Like I hear what you guys are saying. Right. Piece together.
Okay.
Oda Mae Brown.
Oda Mae Brown. Nice.
In the minor arcana of a tarot deck, there are four suits of 14 cards each. The traditional suits are swords, coins, batons, and what?
Is it cups?
Yes.
Wait, so cups, coins, swords, and batons.
Yes.
And what is the baton separate?
It's just a stick.
A stick?
It's a stick. Oh, okay. Okay. Or a wand.
Like a wand. Like a wand. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
A little bit more romantic than a stick.
They were big fans of track and field.
Baton.
In palmistry, what are the names of the three lines found on almost all hands that are generally given the most weight by palmists? What are the three lines?
I think I can think of
no junior high school palm readers in the
room. No. Okay. There's a lifeline.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's one of them is for money, right? Or
top and bottom.
You know what? The names aren't even that technical. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what did you
lifeline top and bottom?
Heart.
Uh-huh.
Is one.
Wealth.
No.
I thought it was wealth. Fortune. Or...
Career?
No.
No. Oh,
it's the headline, the heartline, and the lifeline.
Oh, it's similar to 4-H.
Yeah. It is. Oh. Okay. They're missing healthline, I guess. Yeah. There's like lifeline.
It's on your hand.
Okay. Last year, this one is hard, but I feel like it will come up in trivia a lot. Okay. Last year, a story about the possibility of a 13th astrological sign that would fall between November 29th and December 17th was getting a lot of buzz. What is the name of the 13th astrological sign?
I didn't even hear about this.
I remember this story. And this isn't helpful because it's not the answer, but didn't have something to do with like they had miscalculated a calendar or something. It was like mistranslated or...
So that's what it sounded like it was about, but it was really there's a Western 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 astrology and Eastern astrology, and the Eastern one had that.
Okay, it wasn't.
Is it an object, animal, or a person?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a word. Either you know it or you don't. There's no
the unicorn. The unicorn.
What is it?
Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus.
What is this supposed to be?
Yeah, what's that a reference to?
Made up.
To the internet.
To the internet. Just memorize this word.
Wait, say it again.
Ophiuchus.
Ophical.
It's like O, and then O-poop. Fee you choose.
O fee you choose.
Yeah.
And they ended up not
implementing.
Implementing, no. Passing the resolution. I don't know what the right terminology
Lots
is.
Lots of eyes were rolled. Everyone moved on with their lives.
Hey, you guys.
Did you know you're not really whatever?
Wow. Like, Huffington Post up. Got 11 articles out of it.
Yeah.
They did. That's where I read it.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And so my quiz segment is actually a real, real game. I actually bought a copy of the Jeopardy game.
Ooh,
and I have
cool.
Official Jeopardy questions. I'm going to choose Double Jeopardy. And let's play some Jeopardy.
Karen Trebek.
It comes with a tiny little Alex Trebek in the box.
Damn it, Trebek.
I'll take Schwartz for 200, Alex.
Oh, will we get in a copyright?
That's all right. We sing so poorly, no one's going to be able to tell what we're trying to sing.
Definitely fair use.
Right, let's play some Double Jeopardy. I'm going to do 2 categories. And the first one is movie portrayals.
Movie okay. portrayals, okay.
And I'm going to go from 200 to 2,000.
All right.
Okay.
And you must buzz, and you also need to put your answer in the form of a question.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
All right.
In 1999's Man on the Moon, this comic was great as the late Andy Kaufman. Courtney.
Who is Jim Carrey?
Correct. Mm-hmm. This 4-star general was portrayed by George C. Scott in a 1970 film. Colin.
Who is George Patton?
Who is George Patton? That is correct. She played author Isaac Dinesen in Out of Africa. Colin.
That was Meryl Streep.
Correct.
You did not phrase that in the form.
Oh, dang it, you're right.
Oh, I didn't catch it.
I forfeited my point.
Who is Meryl Streep?
The money to Dana.
Good
job. You know that Alex Trebek like goes to sleep at night just laughing at all those suckers who don't form in their...
I didn't even catch it.
That's part of this game, too.
It is. It's the meta game.
Question cop.
This cop who blew the whistle on police corruption in New York City was played by Al Pacino in 1973. Colin.
Who is Serpico?
Correct.
Joseph nice. Serpico?
Frank Serpico.
Frank Serpico. Okay.
But it denotes that we just need the last name. So you're lucky. And now $2,000 of fake money. Movie portrayals. This boxing champ of the 40s was portrayed by Paul Newman in Somebody Up There Likes Me. Oh. I did not know this, but you know this name.
Yeah. The boxing champ of the 40s.
Yeah. Is it Paul Newman?
Paul Newman.
All so the boxers probably the 40 not... second think of are black, and I don't think. I don't think it's. I'm going to guess Rocky Marciano, but I'm pretty sure that's not the right era.
You are actually close, but incorrect. Who is Rocky Graziano?
Graziano. Okay. All right.
In our second Double Jeopardy category is Mother Goose. How fitting with our episode 2. So I'm going to read and you're going to tell me which story it's from.
Okay.
$200. Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's here. Courtney?
Where is the corn?
Correct.
I didn't know if it was where or what.
What is, where is.
What is in the corn?
In the corn.
They cried, oh, mother dear, we sadly fear that we have lost our mittens. Dana?
Who or what are the three little kittens?
Correct. Who or what are the three little kittens? It's the reason old Mother Hubbard went to her cupboard. Dana?
What is to fetch her poor dog a bone or old dog a bone?
Correct. Officially, it is what is to give her dog a bone, but you can put poor in it. He went a hunting for to catch a hare after meeting a pie man going to the fair.
Who is Simple Simon?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
this last one, $2,000 one, made me snicker because my mind's always in the gutter.
Pandora cushion.
Pandora's cushion. This little guy runs through the town upstairs and downstairs in his nightgown.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm still snickering.
It's not Georgie Porgy. Ah, I know this one. What is it?
Just think of what would make Karen laugh.
Oh, something like, who is Wee Willie?
Oh, yes.
Yay!
That's right.
Who is Wee Willie Winky?
Wee Willie Winky.
Winky. Not Wink.
Wee Willie Winky.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Wait,
you said,
what would make Karen snicker?
It's funny.
They said Winky.
he said wee.
And Winky.
Well, but you did mention Georgie Porgy. What was
Georgie? Oh, that was the Georgie Porgy pudding and pie.
Kissed the girls and made them cry.
Yeah. When all the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away.
Yeah. So it's a sex offender.
It's
a charming rhyme about sexual assault.
Yeah. I'm glad the boys came out to play. Yeah.
Beat them up, man. Yeah. Jeez. All right. And of course, we're going to do our final segment, and we're bringing back the music round.
Yeah.
A lot of people like the music round. And in the music round, I will be playing 5 clips of a song, and you must name the artist, whether if it's a band or a solo artist or a performer. And there is also a theme that is attached to the songs or the artist.
Okay.
And see if you can guess the theme as well as name all the songs. All
right.
So here we go. All through the twilight, so thank you to my God, and I finally got it right. Now I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my might. Said, what's this feeling? My love will river hole in the ceiling. Giving myself to you now from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts our feeling. What's this feeling? My love will river hole in the ceiling. Colin?
Is that Matisse Yahu?
Correct.
Nice.
Matisse Yahu. And the song name, do you know?
Oh, God, I do not. I don't know the song name, but I'm guessing that might help me.
That might help you. All right, let's do our second song. Oh, Dana.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yep.
Midnight Train to Georgia.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Midnight Train to Georgia. All right.
All right.
It isn't easy, but I'll try. If you wanted the sky, I would ride across the sky in letters that would soar a thousand feet high.
Petula Clark?
Incorrect. Colin?
Is it Diana Ross?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Do we know the song?
It sounded familiar, but I can't place it.
All right. No, no taker.
We got an offer on that
Shoot.
One.
All right.
All right.
Well, here's a hint. Okay. It was recently made popular. Within a couple of years. By Glee.
Oh.
Oh.
That doesn't help.
But this was the <help me. laughs> But this was the original
okay.
version.
Okay. All right, okay.
Song number 4.
Ah.
Dana.
Duke Ellington.
Correct.
A-train.
Yes.
Take the A train, right?
You.
Okay.
The A train.
All right. Okay.
And our last song.
I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying. I'm just standing with my love glue gunning. Just like a chicken in the casino, take your.
Dana.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
Correct. Ooh. Lady Gaga, Poker Face. This was an acoustic version where she performed with just playing a piano and singing.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm. All right.
Okay, so.
What
so
do we have?
Guess that, all right, so we got some Matisse Yahu, got Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight, and the. Oh, I have a.
There's two with train in it.
Yeah, there's two with train, but then there's also, like, I'm thinking, like, Poker Face with cards and pips, like Gladys Knight and the pips. They call the pips or the marks on the cards.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the answers to the songs.
Oh, okay. All right.
First.
Okay.
So the first song was, yes, Matisse Yahu, and the song title is King Without a Crown. Second one we know is... Midnight Train to Georgia by Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Oh, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the third one is To Sir With Love by Lulu. Number 4 is Duke Ellington, A-Train.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was Poker Face by Lady
Gaga. Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I know. Yeah. Okay. It's like titles or honorifics, right? Lady Gaga, Duke, To Sir,
King without
a crown, Gladys Knight.
Knight, correct.
Mm, okay.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good
royalty
one.
Titles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good job, everybody. All right, and that's the end of our special all quiz episode. I hope everybody learned something interesting today and had fun. And yeah, so we are on iTunes. We are also on Zune Marketplace, and we're on our site, which is goodjobbrain.com. And thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hoping, you know, I really hope when you guys listen to this, you're yelling out the answers.
Yeah,
like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do.
I hope two things. I hope that you're yelling at answers as you go, and I hope that you're cursing really, really loudly when you get it wrong. Because that's what I do.
All right.
We try to keep the show clean.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.